The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I said these things to you while I was still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I'm going away and I'm coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. Now I've told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to get off and start our day here with a question. It's going to become a common theme, I guess. Let's think about a time that you had to say goodbye and had a hard time saying goodbye. But in that same line of thinking, talk about a time that you remember being left alone. Maybe as a kid, maybe as a young adult, maybe later in life. So just take a minute or two and tell your neighbor a little bit about a time that you remember being left alone as a kid or later in life. Or you had a hard time saying goodbye. Go ahead. We got plenty of time, so go ahead. Anybody have a good story of a time you were left alone or remember being left alone? Anybody? Nobody's ever been left alone. Honestly? Huh. Interesting.
I got left at church.
Oh. Got left at church and because your parents forgot you. Sure, yeah. Well, that's kind of freaky, I'm sure. You don't know where mom or dad is. And anybody else? Yeah. I left him alone in the grocery store, and he had to run home. Yeah, that's just yesterday. Well, good thing you know that you don't have to go there. You keep going. Anybody else have a story about being left alone? It can be kind of freaky. I mean, I don't have any specifics that I can remember off the top of my head, but sometimes I've heard plenty of stories of you looking at toys in a certain department of the store and the parents are off somewhere else and you all of a sudden realize you're alone. It's kind of freaky. Kind of don't know what to expect. You don't know what's going to happen. You feel like, what is going to go on? But how about when you say goodbye? You ever had a hard time saying goodbye to somebody? When your grandma passed away. Yep, when your grandma died. When your parents die, yep, yep. Yeah? All right, if you're a parent and leaving your kid at college for the first time, that can be really hard to say goodbye. Yeah. Anybody else have? Yeah? When your brother went into the service, it was hard to say goodbye, absolutely. Yeah. Well, the time that kind of goes hand in hand where it feels like you're being left alone, but it's not quite, but also a time when it was hard to say goodbye would be from the other side of the college perspective, when you haven't been away from home very much in your life, and the first time that you get there and they say, all right, say goodbye to your parents because you're not going to see them again for quite a while, which is true when they're over 2 hours away, but and there they go. It's hard to say goodbye. It's hard to say goodbye to your family. It's hard to say goodbye to brothers, everybody that was there in that moment. It's hard to say goodbye, but in that brief moment of time, too, it kind of felt like you're alone. What are you supposed to do? What are you going to do next? And I'm sure some of the seniors that just graduated this last weekend, and even the ones in college a couple weekends ago, could be in that same boat. Well, what's next? What's the next thing to do? It can be a feeling of grief, especially at the loss of a loved one, or even a separation, a joyful one too at times. Maybe it's joyful but hard at the same time, saying, yes, you're out of the house, but no, you're out of the house. You never know. Worry about what's next. You guys remember what we talked about last week? I mean, I drilled it into your head. I hope you kind of remember what it was. It was love, right? The love one another aspect. And today, we're continuing what is called the farewell discourse, part of the Last Supper, part of him getting ready to go to the crucifixion and saying goodbye. That was the new commandment, go love one another. This week, it's a little different. He's saying, all right, you guys are clearly freaking out here a little bit. I'm talking about going far away, but calm down. I'm sending an advocate to be with you, the Holy Spirit. And my peace I give to you. It's my peace. Peace the world cannot give. And we need to hear some of those things. Because sometimes we wonder, is there anything that can replace the loss in a goodbye? Who's going to replace Jesus if he's gone? The disciples might be thinking at that meal. What do you mean you're going away? But it also reminds me of something that's taking place on Thursday. A celebration that oftentimes gets overlooked because we don't usually do something here. But that's the Ascension Day. How many of you have heard of Ascension Day? Or at least kind of know what it is. It's the day that Jesus ascended back into heaven. He's gone. You don't see him anymore. Why are you looking? He's not there. I was going to do a children's sermon with some of these things, but just to illustrate a little bit of that, you know, bubbles. Yeah, they don't go as high in here as they do outside, but even those, you can see them, you can see them. Yeah, no, wow, they're bubbles. But just like that, they're gone. What you once saw and what you knew is gone. The disciples knew Jesus leftwards, rightwards, upwards, downwards, it felt like, even though they didn't. But in that moment, as he's preparing them, I'm going away. I'm going away. He's going to be gone. The ascension is going to take place. He's going to return to the Father. It could feel like you're alone. They're even caught looking up. Where'd he go? What's going on? But there's two things that I've already mentioned that I want to come back to that are left with them, so they're not truly alone, even though he's not there. The first is the Spirit, the Advocate. And I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that because we're going to be talking about that more in about 2 weeks on Pentecost when the Spirit comes in. But he promises that the Spirit will be there to teach them everything, to remind you of all that I have said. So if you think you're going to forget, the Spirit is there. But it's the second thing that I really want you to hold on to today, and that's peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I don't give as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be afraid. We think we know what peace is, right? If we're honest with ourselves, do you think there can ever be peace in our time as we understand it? Do you? Do you think we can ever truly get along in which there's no thought of war, no thought of being at each other's throats at any point? It's hard to envision because you look at history, it's just not happening, and you look around today, it's not happening. But Jesus isn't talking about that peace, perhaps. The it'll all be okay kind of thing. When you lose a loved one and they say, it's going to be okay. It's not necessarily that peace. It's a peace that we can't give. The world can't give. He flat out says it. The peace I give to you, the world can't do it. It's not possible. Only Jesus can and does. It's the antidote to the fear in our lives. It's peace from God and God alone. It's a non-anxious presence, as I read in one of my commentaries for this week, that is non-anxious. I don't know if you know anybody in your life that is truly non-anxious. You go to them, you're just calm as can be. Those thoughts are no longer there. Jesus is that non-anxious presence, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The peace of Christ isn't a wish. It's not a wish. It's not a hope. It's a declaration. It's a fact. It's a trust in God and the promises of Jesus. Trust that there is indeed peace in us that we can't get from anywhere else but Jesus. And in just a minute here, we're going to shuffle things up and we're going to share the peace because it ties in perfectly. But like I said before, it is not a wish. On Sundays when they stand up front and they say, the peace of Christ be with you always, or the peace of the Lord be with you always, it's not a wish. Please, please, I hope the peace is good with you. Let it maybe be good with you. It's a declaration, a proclamation that says, this is for you. You might try to have the peace on your own, but it's not possible. Only through Christ is it possible. We share it weekly. We share it, that declaration of peace. So when in a minute here, when we look in each other's eyes, I want you to look at them. And when you say, the peace be with you, no, it's more than coming from you. It is Christ, the peace be with you, that calming presence in that little handshake or that little greeting. The truth is being spoken to one another that the peace of Christ is indeed with you always. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's with you. It's very much a part of you. Christ is indeed always there. Absolutely, Jesus has ascended. And we're going to get it there on Thursday. He does it to prepare a place for you. But in a world that's all over the place, we need that little peace. That peace that we're going to be singing about in a few minutes during communion, that peace like a river. The peace in your soul. It calms you down. It is well with your soul. The peace of Christ, which we cannot give, but only Christ can give, is with you. It's a declaration to you. A declaration from that we can hear from Revelation that there's no more night. The Lord is the light and is reigning forever. A peace we cannot do. The world cannot give. Only Jesus does. So I want you to stand up now. We're going to share this peace. I could talk about peace for a while, but share this with each other. Share this promise of the peace of Christ is with you always. Maybe even add those words to one another, that the peace of Christ is with you always. Share it. The peace of Christ is with you always. Peace of Christ is with you always. God's peace is with you always. Yeah, feel free to walk out of your comfort spot. The peace of Christ is with you always. 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 The radio people are going to go insane. The peace of Christ is with you always. But the peace of Christ is indeed with you always. Peace of Christ is with you always. The peace of Christ is even with you, balcony, always. It is. It is. And as you're done, you can sit back down. Just let that sink in your heart. Last week, it's all about love. This week, it's about that peace of Christ that is indeed with you always. Might not get to you. It's pretty wet. Oh, or it's going to blow out on this side. But that peace, all right, let's see. Oh, nope, can't get up there, but it's still with you always. You can see it, you can feel it. It's there. Did you guys get the bubbles? Did you feel the bubbles? Yeah, blow them that way. See? Peace of Christ is indeed with you always. In the world, just hold on to that. Hold on to that promise that the peace of Christ is with you always. So when I ask you next time, what did we talk about? The peace of Christ is indeed with you always. Thanks be to God. Amen.